Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Graziella Hall. And we really just had, you know, every week it's getting better here. Julie Gray Owens was on, who is a board chair and executive director of GENY, which is Gender Equality New York, and has been literally fighting the fight in Albany and getting things accomplished. But what she shared was more, not so much the fight, but, you know, the personal realities of people who are transgender, people who are different. Or maybe not different. I mean, that's not the right word. People want to be free to be what they want. That's what it is. At the end of it, people want to be free to be what they are. And she's wonderful. I've met Julie a couple of places, and she's wonderful. Now, this is like a repeat performance. We have Kelly Steinman with us, and Kelly is the community nurse for Northwell Health Systems with Project Independence. And I don't know when you were last on, but I know you have been on several times. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, what Kelly brings as a nurse, as a caring nurse, and now is the new mother of a puppy. No. So she could be a little tired. So if you want help with something, call Kelly in the evening after she takes a nap. But what we need to talk about is, it was going to originally be summer safety, but we've changed it.
Oh.
We're going to aquatic sports because of all the rain. Who's going to do the backstroke? I mean, When will it stop? It's amazing.
It is getting a little lighter out there. So.
Oh, it's hot. I mean, I think this weekend's supposed to be good.
Hopefully. Yes. I hope so.
Oh, sunny in 80s? Because I was talking to Graziella on the way in. I haven't finished planting stuff. It would have been wonderful because it's soaked. I mean, whatever. But no, seriously, we're going to be looking at summer tips because the summer is a wonderful time for seniors to get out because they can manage walking around. There's no snow. There's no cold. There's no heavy coats. But there's still issues.
A lot of issues.
Thank you for always being available when we need you, which is very important in sharing your knowledge.
Thank you very much.
Some tips. You're going to be your start, and then Graziella and I have questions.
Okay. My one main safety tip for summertime when the heat is really blaring down and the sun is out, not too many clouds, is really to stay out of the direct sun from 10 to 4. Okay. So if you need to get out early in the morning or get out later in the evening. And if you could do that, hopefully you will be okay. That's my main tip.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a lot of people like to go to the park and sit around in the park, maybe read a book. But really, your best time to do that is early morning and late afternoon. Just being out in the sun, in that humidity, it's terrible. And it really can take a toll on your body.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It does knock you out quicker. You know, I see that myself. Like, when I do try to get out, you know, I don't do the sun at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But even, like, in the morning, if I try to put the flowers in, like, tomorrow, if it's nice, I'm going to finish. But I'm out there at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
10 or 11, you're saying 10. I can't. I want to be finished.
Right.
Go and take a shower, and I'm done for the day, whatever I'm doing. And then, you know, I'm not a beach person or a pool person anyway. But these people that spend the day out there.
I'm not a hot weather person, and I really feel totally drained when I am in the heat.
You feel heavy, right?
Yeah,
don't you feel
like your
body feels heavy?
I have no desire to do anything, you know, productive or work or nothing. I just, you know.
And that's really okay during the summer, is just to try to take it easy, sit back and relax. I mean, that's what we all like to do in the summer anyway, right?
Right.
But as a senior, your body really can't regulate the heat as well as it used to. It's kind of lost the fatty deposits to kind of help you deal with that. So really to take it easy, sit back and relax, use your air conditioner. Please use your air conditioner. Everybody's trying to pinch pennies and maybe you're having a little hard time affording your air conditioner. That's another good time to call Project Independence because we have a social worker that may be able to go through your finances and see if you're eligible for any assistance. But please, if you have an air conditioner, please use it.
Right. That's one thing that I will come back on, and I've experienced it with people. and it's, I'm not being rude, it's like the cheapness. It's like, mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? How much is it going to cost? So, you know, you're going to leave the money to somebody else, which is fine if that's your intention. But for another $50 a month, take a couple of hours of coolness. And, and don't put it at zero. So right. It's, just take whatever. If it's 90 gap, put it at 75. Mm-hmm. Just make it comfortable.
Take the humidity.
Or a ceiling fan.
Right. Take the humidity out of your house.
Exactly. Right.
So even if you put it, like you said, 70, 74, that's fine.
Right, right.
You know, and you can leave it on money saver. A lot of these air conditioners have a money saver option.
Right, right, right.
So it kicks on when the temperature goes up. And that's really, really important, because if you're sitting there and I come to your house, now, not only you are uncomfortable, I'm coming to your house, I'm uncomfortable, I may say to you, well, how come the air conditioner's not on?
Okay, okay.
And if your first answer to that is, well, I'm a little afraid that it's a money issue, that's when, you know, other services need to come into place. That's why a home visit is very important for a lot of our seniors. But another thing that's super important, if you don't think that you can afford it and you can get out, go to a cooling center. We have them throughout the town. You can go to a movie. You can go to the library. Any community place. You can go to the supermarket.
Oh, you're right.
And a lot of supermarkets have benches now in it because of Project Independence. So that's a good thing to do.
The thing is, I'm a financial advisor. That's what my main job is. Mm-hmm. And I sit down with people with money, and some people don't have as much. And I wind up with that conversation.
Yes.
And I say, wait a minute. You know, you got to take care of yourself. I'm also a gerontologist. Mm-hmm. I said, you got to take care of yourself. What are we saving this for?
Right.
So at the end of the next 2 or 3 years, if you die, you live 20 years. Mm-hmm. I don't care how long. I'm not making that judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So your daughter or your son gets another couple of $1,000 and really? You're here sweating.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. And the point is, if I called them, they don't want that either. They'd say, Ma, you're out of your mind.
Right.
Please put the air
conditioner
on.
Use the money. I come across that a lot. Everyone says that, you know, I want to have something left over for my kids.
Right, right.
And in reality, when they were young, a couple $1,000s was probably a lot of money.
Right, absolutely.
When now, what is it? It's a good party. You know, it's right. Not right. It's not even it's not gonna make a dent in any bills that they have.
Right, right, right.
It's really not gonna help them as much as they think it's going to.
They don't
to.
Realize most people, if you're a good son or daughter, after your parent dies, they were comfortable versus, mm-hmm. I got another $500 mm-hmm. bucks because they didn't put the air conditioner mm-hmm. on. There are a few out there.
Yes.
There's no question about it. It's like, Ma, what are you doing? What are you spending mm-hmm. that for? That's a different issue.
I would say most of the seniors that I see now are really concerned about leaving money to their kids. I have very few family members that say use the money.
Really?
Yes. And it's that's the trends. You know, we have trends that where it kind of goes one way, but the trend right now is the kids want the money.
That's disgusting.
And it's sad. And so it brings a completely different aspect into what we deal with, because, you know, you're trying to get the seniors to do things to make their life easier, more comfortable, just to kind of relax and enjoy their seniorhood.
Right, right, okay.
Right? And the kids are not really going that way with them.
Do you wind up working with the kids too, or no? You only work
absolutely.
With the seniors? Absolutely. Oh, you do? Okay.
100. I couldn't do this if
so
I didn't involve the family.
So you would turn around and say to the daughter or son, say, what are you kidding me?
Right, maybe not like that. But I would say we need to have a conversation about what's really happening in the future. What are your plans for your mom or your dad?
Right.
As opposed to let me also talk about what their plans are, because that's really important right now.
So when you hear, you're with the son or daughter, and the mom says, you know, the kids want me to conserve, so there's something for them. You're not allowed to slap the kids?
No, but my facial expressions don't hide very well, so kind of what you see is what you get.
Right, right.
But a lot of that communication, because we have so many seniors' families that live out of state, is email or on the phone. So, but I... You know, I cannot give my personal judgment across, so I try to turn it around and say, well, what do you think your mom would like
right.
at this point in her life? And what do you think you would like at that point?
Right,
you know,
right.
if you're 92, what would you like?
Here's a question. I don't,
mm-hmm.
You have some adult children mm-hmm. taking care of mom and dad locally
mm-hmm.
who are involved with Project Independence, and then mm-hmm. you have ones that are distant, California,
yes.
Mira, so it's email.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a statistic or a concept coming from you mm-hmm. that the local ones are more concerned versus the ones, distance doesn't make the heart grow, whatever that expression is?
No, I would say that the distance ones contact me more.
Oh, okay.
Because they get this concept of project independence, that there's somebody available to them, and they try to pull us in almost as a family member. And I tried to say, I can't be family, but I can be your plan. I can help you devise a plan for if something happens.
Okay.
And that's really what we're here for, to help you devise a plan for the next step in life.
It's probably being away, they're concerned because they don't get a hands-on direct contact with the parent, you know?
Right. I'm not saying that family members that are here are 100% involved, because that's definitely not the case. But me as a nurse, being, I guess, the person that I am, always like to involve everyone, because I want to know that, I want them to know that I can't be their person, but they need to try to lean on their family a little bit more instead of saying, oh, I don't want to bother my kids.
Right.
But you can't call me like last Friday at 7:20 in the morning because you fell. I can't be your person.
Right. I understand that.
Right. I need you to have a plan. So that's my big thing.
Right. I get you. So. Actually, we're going to go into a break in a second, though. I have something to say. And this is specifically about Kelly, because Kelly's been on a few times. And what Project Independent, and this is very serious, you're a gift to Project Independence and to these people, because the concept of anybody taking the time to tell these people to make the plan, that's the most important part. I can be there if somebody calls and you fell down the stairs.
Right.
And I'll go and help. I don't really care. I'll help anybody on the street probably.
Right.
The whole idea is to say the son, the daughter, mom is aging, dad is aging. Mm-hmm. We have to have something in place. And by you putting yourself in front and saying, guys, not everyone will listen to you, but those that do will find peace and comfort. When that happens, I'll say, okay, the doctor came in, this happened, and mom's doing okay.
Right.
Thank you, Kelly. Mm-hmm. But you probably don't get the thank you, but that's the same. So I'm thanking you for them.
No, thank you.
We're going into our break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.